You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. We do another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series, and we're going to be reading about every woman at the well today. And we're going to be looking at this as we come here towards the end of this Suffer Well series. We got several more left, but please go and read them all at sufferwell.org. And you could also see each description of each one under each message that I give on the website, Torah Life Ministries. So every woman at the well, she brings to life another other characteristic of Eve that personifies the longing with every woman. Born in Samaria, the root which means to keep watch, preserve or guard, to protect or believe in human intellect or self. In the habit of retrieving from Jacob's well, depending on earthly existence or provision, yet seeking for her true husband. She represents the deep longing with every female soul. I know the Messiah will come, and when he comes, he will tell us all things, John 4:25. She yearns for inner completion, for the peace in her soul. She has hope that one day the desires within will no longer need to be fed by what is tangible, by what satisfies the physical senses. For you have five husbands, but the one whom you now have is not your husband, John 4, verse 18. Her five husbands each represent her primitive attempts to satisfy a thirst, to fulfill herself with what the world, the cosmos, offers. Touch, taste, sound, sight, and aroma. All five husbands are sensual connections to the earth's provisions. They provide input and feedback, but only as shadows of the heavenly. Hebrews 8, verse 5. She is searching for who will tell her all things. She is looking for what is real and not weightless. Vapors. James 4, 14. Yet she has engaged with yet another imposter, but this time she has not bound herself in marriage. She has not committed and therefore open to finding the one. When she finds him, she will be truly fulfilled. Come see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Messiah? John 4:29. In that day, seven women will take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own food and keep the feast. We will wear out our own apparel, provide our holy garments. Let us be called by your name, so our shame is taken away from our reproach, from being unmarried. Isaiah 4, verse 1. Yet she is unmarried because she recognizes that she will no longer be satisfied by the counterfeit. She is longing for living water to be identified in marriage to him. Yeshua answered and said to her, whoever drinks this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water, springing up everlasting life. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw. John 4, 13 to 15. She no longer desires to be fulfilled by what the world offers. She is also longing for a man who can represent this living water on earth. She is every woman, and every woman is longing to see the Messiah in you. Men, but women, you will need to look past the flesh, the decree to man. Husbands, love your wives as the Messiah does. How, you ask? He gave his life for her, Ephesians 5:25. She will continue to look until she finds him. the one I am will now not my husband. The one I am with now is not my husband. Come see the man who might be. In order to find him, the living water, both men and women must surrender the need to be satisfied by the sensual desires, the five senses. Whoever drinks of that water will thirst again. Within every one of us, that woman at the well is. Come and see the man. Know that in him alone is the answer to every question, the fulfillment of every longing to find him. Look within each other, not at each other. Whoever drinks the water you will find there will never thirst again. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of the Mighty One, and you and of Yeshua our Messiah, as his supernatural power has given to us all things that pertain to life and holy reverence. Though the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that though these you may be partakers of the holy nature, have escaped the corruption that is the world through lust, sensual desires, 2 Peter 1, verses 2 and 4. That is the devotional for today from the Suffer Well devotional series. And I talked to you today about coming as you are to him, so we could transform you into someone else. That's what we need to be. That's what we need to be. C.S. Lewis said, Yahweh doesn't want something from us. He simply wants us. Come as you are. In Matthew 11:26, it says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. John 6:37 says, everyone whom the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will never send away. Yes, come as you are. Come as you are. I have so many friends in distress, so many family members that are going through so many issues, so many people worrying and fear man, so many people suffering from anxiety. I know exactly where they are because that's how I was when I put it all on my shoulders. But now I put it on Yeshua's shoulders. I come to him and I have that peace that goes beyond human understanding. Isaiah 1:18 says, come now and let's settle this, says Yahweh. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are like red crimson, I will make them as white as wool. Oh, how beautiful it is to see that first snowfall, completely white, completely white. But then what happens? You step in it. You get mud in it. It gets dirty, and it's not beautiful anymore. Yeshua says he will make it as white as wool, and he'll keep it that way. Revelations 22:17 says the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let anyone who hears this say, come. Let anyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who desires drink freely from the water of life. Are you ready? Are you ready to surrender all to him? Joel 2:32 says, but everyone who calls on the name of Yahweh will be saved. From some on Mount Zion and Jerusalem will escape. Just as Yahweh has said, these will be among the survivors whom Yahweh has called. It's time to call upon him. And just like this woman at the well, to come to him. And stop desiring the earthly, fleshly things. And start relying on him. He's already proven it to us. You know, this woman at the well, he had yet, even though he performed amazing miracles, he had yet to die on the cross and raise again. And she still believed. The disciples, they followed him. They doubted a little. The Roman captain believed who he was and what he did. He said, I'd never seen faith like this. Come to him. Come to him. The true faith in Yeshua will absolutely change your life. Remember, repentance is part of the process, but it's not repentance. that saves you. It changed your minds that leads you to turn away from sin to the true redemption and salvation that comes only through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Yeshua, he is a new creature, and old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Yeshua, and it is no longer I who live, but Yeshua who lives in me. So the life I now live in the body, I live because of the fullness of the Son, who loved me and gave himself for me. Come as you are. Come as you are. Think about the people of Corinth and Corinthians. They didn't continue to live in a sin after they were saved. They were made new, as it says in 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10. Or do you not know that the wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor the idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. And then it says in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11, and that is what some of you were. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of Yeshua, our Messiah, and by the Spirit of Yahweh. What a great example of today. You have homosexuals, sexually immoral people, adulterers, washed and clean, drunkards, slanderers, swindlers, washed and clean and new. What a great example. What a great example that there's hope for all of us. No matter how bad our life was, no matter how far we were from him, that we could be drawn to him. Come as you are and let him wash you. Let him wash you. The scripture teaches how to renew our minds. You know, to change our ways. To present our bodies to him as a living sacrifice. Coming as we are, as a living sacrifice, as a living sacrifice, so he could transform us. He transformed our minds. That's what repentance is, the transforming of our mind. And that's not a work of us. That's in him. He does that for us. That's it. To put off your old self with its practices and all the things and be clothed new, a new man in Yeshua. Yahweh will do it for you. And he did it through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Be confident in this very thing which he had begun, a good work. He will perform until the day of Yeshua, Messiah, Philippians 1:6. Come as you are. Colossians 1, verse 9 and 10. For this reason, since the day we heard about this, we have not stopped praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the full knowledge of Yahweh. And we'll with respect, with all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you might be a matter worthy of Yahweh and be fully pleasing to him as you bear while doing all kind of good things and growing in the full knowledge of Yahweh. Come as you are. Come as you are. See the false converts? They take advantage of Yahweh's grace and they use it to live in rebellion. But that's not good enough. That's not good enough. It says in Romans 6:3, you know, what shall we say? Are we to remain in sin so that grace might increase? Absolutely not. His death was not an excuse to live in sin. Do we get that? When we come to him, we're supposed to change and now follow him and live like him. It says in Jude 1, verse 4, for some men who were designated for this judgment long ago have come by self. They are ungodly, turning to grace of Yahweh promiscuously. Denying Yeshua, our Messiah, you must accept Yeshua. The goal here of Scripture is to teach us to deny ourselves, less of us and more of him. It says in Luke 14:27, who does not carry his own cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. We must leave the darkness behind. Come as we are and let him transform our lives. 1 Peter 4:3 and 4 says, for you spent enough time in the past doing what the Gentiles and the heathens like to do. living in sensuality and sinful desires, drunkenness, wild celebration, drinking parties, detestable idolatry. They insult you now because they are surprised that you are no longer joining them in the same excess wild living. And Galatians 5:19 says that the works of the flesh are manifest, in which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred. It goes on and on and on, all these evil, wicked things. It says, I have also told you that time past that they which do such things and shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. And Hebrews 12:1 says, therefore, since we have such a large cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every weight to the sin that easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race before us. Flee from these passions. Instead, pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with a pure heart. 2 Timothy 2:22. Come as you are. You know, there's a lot of churches out there today that says we no longer need to follow the commandments and follow his ways. But his ways are an example. His ways are a proof that we've changed and we're following his ways. You know, that we've turned from sin, that we've turned from our rebellion. That's what it is. You know, it says repent and then turn. Turn means to turn, to change, to bend, to turn our ways, so your sins might be wiped out. Remember, sin is transgression, the Torah. You need to change and turn from sin. That's what we have to do. You know, and it's Yahweh who does that in us. John 6:44 says, no one can come to us unless the Father sends him and draws them. And he will raise up on the last, he'll be raised up on the last day. He wants us to come to him as we are. You know, and when you truly are willing to accept this, like the woman at the well, you'll have no issue turning from your sins. No issues. Yahweh says he'll give us a new heart and put a new spirit in us. Ezekiel 36:26. 2 Corinthians 5:17, that will be a new creature. You know, so we change and we turn. You know, it doesn't mean we're not going to struggle. It means we're going to love what he loves and hate what he hates. You know, and remember, the repentance is part of this process. That's it. That's what the lady did. So I call you all today to come as you are. Come as you are. There's a great hymn. I want to read it to you. It's a great. I'm not going to sing it. I'm going to read it. Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted and let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, O sinner. Come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burdens and lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. O wanderer, come home. Wanderer, come home. You're not too far. So lay down your hurt. Lay down your hurt. Come as you are. There's hope for the hopeless. And those who stayed, come all at the table. Come taste the grace that there's rest for the weary. Rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home. You're not too far, so lay down your heart. Lay down your heart and come as you are. Come as you are. Fall in his arms, come as you are. There is joy in the morning, oh, sinner, be still. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrows that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burdens. Lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. O wanderer, come home. You're not too far. So lay down your hurt. Lay down your hurt. Come as you are. Come as you are. Come as you are. And I call you all today. Come as you are to him. Come as you are to him. You know, when I read Psalms 34 and I think about what it says, and I think about David and all the sins he committed. Murder, adultery, and how Yahweh forgave him. How Yahweh forgave him because Yahweh knew his true heart. And I think about, you know, the Psalm 34, and I read, I will praise Yahweh at all times, and I will consistently speak his praises. I will boast only of Yahweh. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell of Yahweh's greatness, and let's exalt his name together. Now, when you think about that, think about the woman at the well. Here you had a woman that was looking for earthly things to satisfy her fleshly desires, to meet her needs, to help her. And only until she was all the way through all five husbands and now living with one who wasn't her husband, did she come to draw the water. And Yeshua met her there. And immediately she ran and told everyone that she met the Savior. We continue in verse 4 of Psalm 34. It says, I prayed to Yahweh and he answered me and freed me from all my fears. How many of you are praying all the time? Prayer warriors. Being in prayer. Speaking to Yahweh. People say, I can't just pray all day long. You talk on your phone to your friends all day long. You're texting people all day long. Why don't you talk and text Yahweh? You know, one of the hardest times in my life, I was writing letters to people and doing things. Somebody said, why don't you write a letter to Yahweh? And when I, as the pen was moving, he was guiding my hand and I was writing down scriptures, speaking to me, speaking to me. It was amazing. Amazing. You know, I prayed to Yahweh and he answered me and freed me from all my fears. If I could sum up that toughest time in my life, it's those two lines right there. And then verse 5 says, those who look to him for help, he will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. It says, in my desperation, I prayed and Yahweh listened and saved me from my troubles. For the angel of Yahweh is on guard and surrounds and defends all who fear him. It's time to taste and see how good Yahweh is. Everyone listening right now, come as you are. Come as you are. I don't care. It doesn't matter what you think you know. It doesn't matter how long you've been a believer. It doesn't matter how many times you read the Bible. Every morning's new. We start fresh, every single one of us. We need to lay it all down for him and be willing this day to give up everything for him. Every single day. Less of us and more in him. The joys of those that take refuge in him. Taste and see how good he is. To be in awe of him. You know, to be in awe of him. He'll meet every one of your needs, those of you that fear him. That's it. You know, and David says, come, my children, and listen to me, and I will teach you to fear Yahweh. Wow. That's what David said. Listen to me, and I will teach you to fear Yahweh. Wow. We talk about preaching the word and getting the word out there and letting people hear the word. The greatest testimonial, the greatest way you could tell people about Yahweh is like this lady at the well, is sharing your testimonial with others. You know, this man died for you. You know, I know people that are suffering from cancer or some other disease, or they survived a car accident or something. They tell everybody. They tell everybody. You'd be in a business meeting. Oh, yeah. You know, this is what happened to me. You know, they'll tell everyone. Yeah, this is what happened to me. And you know, I survived. Why can't we tell everyone this? I was a sinner. I was a wicked, evil person. And I didn't know it. But Yeshua opened my eyes. And he gave me a new heart. And I changed. And he saved my life. Why can't we tell everyone that? You know, when David says he'll teach us to fear Yahweh. David knew better than anyone else. Turn away from evil and do good. Come as you are. Yahweh watches over those who do his Torah. He watches those. You know, it doesn't mean we're not going to suffer. It says the righteous person faces many troubles, but Yahweh comes to rescue him each time, verse 19. For Yahweh protects the bones of the righteous. Not one of them will be broken. Calamity will surely destroy the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be punished. But Yahweh will redeem those who serve him. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. Come as you are, come as you are. So this day I want to remind everyone about this woman at the well. And it wasn't just about a woman. It was about earthly people desiring earthly things. Remember, Yeshua says he has water that will quench our thirst better than anyone or anything else in our lives. Remember, as we teach in this Self-Well devotional series, we are nothing without Yahweh, and we are everything with him. Jeremiah 10:23 says, I know, Yahweh, that the way of man is not in himself. That is not man who walks to direct my steps. We can do all things through Yahweh who strengthens us. He tells us, do not fear or be dismayed. Matthew 4:4 says, it is written, men shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of Yahweh. Seek first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. For if anyone who thinks he is something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Remember Philippians 2:13, it is Yahweh who works in you, both to will and to work his good pleasure. How many of you are ready today to come as we are and to admit we need to be washed every single day, every single morning, come new. We need to be washed. That's why we do this devotional series. That's why we do our morning prayer. You know, to give it all up to him. Watch over our day. Help us. Help us. Show us. Guide us. Take our steps and walk us. Let us make our decisions with you. Let us do the things we have to do to come as we are. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for just changing my life continually. Remember, it's a daily thing. It's not something that was done years ago. You know, it's not something that was a one-time event. Every single day we're born again, you're new and new in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. So we need to remember that and be joyful that. Remember, it doesn't say that was the day. It says this is the day, this is the day we shall rejoice and be glad in Yahweh. This day, this holy day. So come as you are. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you all today. May you be in consistent prayer. Continue to speak to him. Have a blessed day. Suffer well and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry.
I try to hold on to this world with everything I have, but I feel the weight of what it brings and the hurt that tries to grab. The many trials that seem to never end, His word declares this truth, that we will enter in this rest with wonders anew. But I hold on to this hope and the promise that He brings, that there will be place where no more suffering. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain, and no more